touch softer, cattle futures held their ground Wednesday, while recently beleaguered equity markets continued to strengthen. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 10th of January. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon. There were only 571 head offered in the weekly Fed Cattle Exchange auction, with none sold. Cattle futures softened some, likely on profit-taking and awaiting the week's cash direction. Live cattle futures closed an average of 26 cents lower through the front six contracts, and then an average of 27 cents higher. Except for 10 cents higher in the back contract, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 58 cents lower. Corn futures closed mostly unchanged to a penny higher, while soybean futures closed a nickel higher across the board. Wholesale beef values were steady on choice and lower on select, with light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 14 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $213.84 a hundredweight. Select was 79 cents lower at $206.47. Here are trends from some of the weekly Wednesday sales monitored by Cattle Current. Steers sold mostly steady at Huss Platte Valley Livestock Auction in Kearney, Nebraska, where 4,300 head were on offer. The exception was $4 lower for steers weighing 700 pounds. Heifers there sold steady to $3 higher. At Kist Livestock Auction in North Dakota, feeder steers weighing 5.5 to 650 pounds sold $2 to $6 lower, but $3 higher at 650 to 750 pounds, and then $3 to $4 lower at 850 to 900 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold $7 higher. There were 4,010 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves sold from $3 lower to $2 higher at St. Joseph Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 3,437 head. At Winter Livestock Auction in Dodge City, feeder steers weighing 7.5 to 850 sold $2 to $5 higher. A few reputation consignments sold $8 to $10 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 650 sold $4 to $7 higher, and then $1 to $5 higher at 750 to 800 pounds. Steer calves weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold steady to $5 higher. Heifer calves weighing 500 to 550 sold mostly steady. There were 3,395 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $3 to $6 higher at Creston Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 2,938 head. Steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds traded mainly $1 to $8 higher. Heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $1 to $7 lower, and then steady to $5 lower at heavier weights. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher for the fourth session in a row, buoyed by confirmation that the Fed may be less aggressive in increasing interest rates. According to minutes from the FOMC meeting in December that were released yesterday, many participants expressed the view that, especially in an environment of muted inflation pressures, the committee could afford to be patient about further policy firming. Those minutes go on to explain a number of participants noted that before making further changes to the stance of policy, it was important for the committee to assess factors such as how the risks that had become more pronounced in recent months might unfold and to what extent they would affect economic activity and the effects of past actions to remove policy accommodation, which were likely still working their way through the economy. Crude oil prices continued to climb as well, with West Texas Intermediate crude on the CME closing $2.36 to $2.58 higher for the next 12 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 91 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 10 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 60 points. Lots went right and little went wrong for cattle markets last year or the year before, according to Stephen Kuntz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University. He notes strong wholesale margins, efficient movement of increased production through the supply chain, and exceptional U.S. beef export levels, particularly to Japan and Korea. But, Kuntz says, forecasts for this year suggest a further increase of 1.8% in beef production, 2.4% more pork production, 1.3% more broiler production, and 0.5% more milk production. In the most recent issue of In the Cattle Markets, Kuntz explains, there will be plenty of protein and fats. While the stock market has been volatile, he says the underlying indicators of the macroeconomy have largely remained strong, but that's not the case for the rest of the world, he says, where there are clear weaknesses. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 10th of January. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.